Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is George Miller, co-producer of the show. We're just holding on one moment while Dr. Bob Wright enters. Today we are talking about 8 signs that you're not getting the love you deserve. When I first read this question, I thought, you know, how could I ever get all the love that I deserve? I feel like I should be getting a lot of love, but how could anybody possibly give me all of the love that I want? I don't even know if I can get into deserve. I don't even know if that's a place that I want to go. But that was the first thing that came up to me. So I'm excited to hear what Dr. Bob has to say about this and what our callers queue up for us on this subject of getting the love that we deserve. And so I bet Bob's going to be going into some of the rules of engagement. I'm curious to see how this will play out. Since I think it's I don't actually believe that I could get all the love that I deserve, I want to know how I could be getting as much as I could be getting. And so with us now is Dr. Bob Wright, who will be taking us further into 8 signs that we're not getting the love that we deserve.
Hey, George, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, first of all, we always get the love we deserve. The real question is, are we doing what we need to do to deserve the love? So, A, we're always getting the love we deserve, but the question is, are we doing what we need to do to earn to deserve the love? So to get the love you want, not just the love you deserve, you need to follow the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement, regardless of what your partner is doing, are going to help you get the most out of your relationship. So the first rule of engagement is to minimize the negative. What happens when couples get going, they start fighting, and the fights perpetuate because each of them has a deeper yearning that's not getting recognized. So I'm going to keep talking about why you're so insensitive. Why you just don't understand me. Why you just won't change. Why you changed. And underneath it all is a yearning to be seen, to be affirmed. So we want to minimize the negative because it's never going to get me seen and affirmed, and all it does is create more pain. We want to learn to accentuate the positive. When you understand me, I want to be able to say, oh, you understand. Oh, you great, thank you so much. Not this superior kind of, well, it's about time you understood or you saw it. No, that's a takeaway. And nobody gets or gives more than 50% of the blame. That's the third big rule of engagement. So in other words, there's no fault. It's a no-fault relationship. You must express the truth always and take 100% responsibility for your own happiness, your own experience. If I'm hurt, I choose to get hurt. And I have some unfinished business, otherwise you couldn't hurt me. So if I'm taking 100% responsibility, even though you told me that I had bad BO, it's my job to handle my BO, not yours. No matter what you tell me, if I take 100% responsibility, you said something else that hurt my feelings about the way that I treated you at a dinner party. My feelings are hurt. I choose to be hurt. That's my hurt. I'm 100% responsible for my hurt. And the truth of the matter is, had I done it differently, or if I dealt with my unfinished business, my hurt wouldn't be in there. And you always fight for something, not against. What is it you yearn for? What is it you want? You don't say, you always leave the dishes in the sink. That's fighting against you leaving dishes in the sink. I want to fight for clean sinks, for an orderly kitchen. I want to fight for a standard that we have the kitchen completely cleaned up before the end of the night. And here's the hardest one for a lot of us. It's assuming goodwill. That no matter how mean I think you're being to me, I think you're doing the best that you can. So, you are always getting the love you deserve. The question is, are you deserving the love you want? If you want to get the love that you want, follow the rules of engagement. By the way, this is great for singles. You'll find out how much the other person really is up for the relationship. It's great for married couples. It's great for parents. You follow these rules of engagement, and we even use them with corporate trainings. Our first question from Joe is, I notice I get highly physically touchy with my girlfriend, and I want to explore what those intense urges are about. Okay. Tell me about that, Joe.
Hey, Bob. So I've talked to you about this before, kind of, and I think historically I was feeling shame around how much physical contact I wanted. And now I want to just be really clear on this, because my girlfriend complains that I just get really grabby with her. And I was listening to some really cool audio recently about how, like, my physical hungers, or like how I want to eat is also related to how I could be sexually. And so I was just like, maybe there is more to how impulsive.
Okay, Joe, let's go back to what we're talking. Hang on, Joe. Let's go back. So,
okay.
She's made a generalized assumption about you. She's not following the rules of engagement and fighting for your tenderness. And you're feeling hurt and embarrassed when you really just want to wrap her up and throw her around. So that's perfect example of what we want. And when each of you is consciously engaged, and here's the big takeaway for everybody, when each of you is consciously engaged in your own learning and growing and taking full responsibility for the relationship, then things will improve. Imagine that you could just tell her how cute she is and how you just want to be able to use her like a juggling ball. And she says,
right,
well, I really prefer that you use me as your pussycat and stroke me. She's she's actually going for being stroked, and you're wanting this kind of rougher influence on her. So this is the big takeaway that we're talking about today, is that if you're each learning and growing, you'll work it out. You don't need to get deep and psychological. You just want to grab her and wrap her up sometimes. It's one of the things I adore about Judith, is she's very compliant that way. But you may need to work it out with your girlfriend a little bit differently.
Yeah, well, okay, so I kind of heard, like, there needs to be kind of some agreement or compromise here. And fortunately, she did start doing her work, by the way.
I'm not talking about agreement or compromise. I'm
okay.
Talking about her continuing to assert the desire to be treated gently and sweetly. That's her job.
She does do that, Bob. She does ask me to talk, like, kind of caress her.
Joe.
Yes, I'm here.
At the moment that you're grabbing her more roughly than she wants, what does she say?
he's saying, like, I wish you wouldn't touch me there or like that. I want you to just hold me and love
me. He's going against it. Instead of saying, honey, here's how I want it. She's not fighting for it. She's going against it. That's the mistake people make.
Yeah, okay. No, there's definitely like an opposition. Okay.
Yeah,
that
immediately puts you into feeling hurt, and so now you get to deal with that. But if she's fighting for it, she will just take your hands and show you how she wants it, and she will teach you.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what I've been doing lately, I've just been like, okay, maybe I need to work on this. I need to just be more gentle.
No. She needs to own training you.
Oh.
You need to own being trainable. Big advantage in our marriage is I was well trained by a mother who trained me to be trainable. Judith had a hard time understanding a man who was trainable and looked to her. There were certainly areas where I was not trainable. And it's your job to push for what you want and to go for it. Now, you can ask yourself more deeply what you want. And my guess is you want a sense of possessing her. As men, we like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, we want to possess. We want to grab them. We want to throw them around. But what she's telling you is she doesn't trust you enough, and you haven't earned the right to be that way with her because for whatever her unfinished business is, she's still working out how to let go and give in. And you're still working on how to have affection with more roughness.
Right. Okay.
By the way, this is one of the things that we're working with. I really think that there needs to be, men need to learn how to negotiate aggressive ways of being that are civilized and acceptable in families. And nowadays, there've been a number of articles. I think Raquel Welch was one of the most recent ones I've read, where it talks about the demise of guys. There's a famous psychologist. His last name is Italian. He did the Stanford Prison Study. His name is, I'm trying to get, Joe is going to go to the computer and look it up for me. At any rate, he does a talk. If you look up in YouTube, The Demise of Guys, what he's talking about is the fact that guys are becoming unguy-like. Girls are passing us up in school. They're passing us up at work. They're doing better jobs. They've always matured faster than we have, but they're really taking off ahead of us. What I really want you to consider is that this is not an insignificant issue that you two are working on.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. God. Okay. That's so funny. I kind of fell right into the feeling. Yeah. I mean, I guess shame was probably the first. I was probably in some shame about it and then wanted to, like, change it or fix it. And I'm hearing it's more of a, I don't know. I guess I'm hearing it's more that she needs to kind of receive,
yeah,
what I'm going for, and I don't know, work with me.
Well,
work with me.
It's a working out. It's a complex working out. If you both follow the rules of engagement, it'll work. The demise of guys is the flag being waved by Dr. Philip Zimbardo. Fantastic,
yeah, Zimbardo
guy. Yeah, he's working on the heroes. He's working with young men, boys, to develop their hero self, and he's working with all of us to understand that guys are suffering in our world today. So don't sell out your masculinity, but negotiate it in a way that works for her, in which she feels celebrated.
Got it.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right. Thanks, Bob. That was great.
Take care. So this is really, really critical. So that's what we've said is our big idea is, in order to get the love that you want, you're always getting the love you deserve. In order to get the love you want, follow the rules of engagement. And we've gone over the rules of engagement. They include accentuating the positive, taking 100% responsibility. Nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. And you fight for, not against, are just a few of the ones that we went over. Joe gave us a great example of that. And so when each person in the couple is engaged in learning and growing, in their own transformation, allowing the couple to transform them, then you're going to have the love you want and more than you ever dreamt you could. Our next caller is Claire. She says, how do I get to a point where I deserve the love I want? Well, Claire, you're right on track. Talk to us.
Well, when I saw what the blog talk was about today, I started thinking about, am I getting the love I deserve because that's all the love I want, or am I not wanting enough? Am I still stuck in too much of the I don't matter, so I'm getting the love that I deserve because that's what I'm projecting?
So first of all, the love you're getting is a function of your unconscious self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a perfect reflection of your beliefs about yourself and your world that your actions have brought about. If you yearn, however, for more love, then the rules of engagement are very helpful. In addition to that, with you in the year of transformation, you're also learning to identify the limiting beliefs in that self-fulfilling prophecy cycle, where every belief causes us to act in a way that causes us to influence others to believe about us in certain ways, so they act to us in ways that confirm the limiting belief. So in the spirit of faking until you make it, you start acting differently using the rules of engagement, and eventually the people you're with will help you change the limiting belief because they will begin treating you differently.
And I think about this in the context of being married 17 years and feeling like we had such a great relationship up to some point, and what was that turning point, and what did I change? Taking 50% of the blame here, 100% of the responsibility, what did I change in that relationship to stop allowing myself to deserve that love?
Well, you know, there's a big assumption in that you stopped allowing yourself to deserve it and to change. I'm not big in this one at looking back. I'm more at looking forward, is beginning to assert what you want, and to learn to fight for it. And you're taking 100% responsibility, but you're doing it a bit in the context of blame. If you figure out what happened, that's fine. But you don't need to figure out what happened to going forward to start following the rules of engagement and accentuating the positive, limiting the negative. And nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. Everybody gets 100% of the responsibility, and you tell the truth, and you learn to fight for, not against.
Yeah, and that was what was striking me in your first conversation, was fighting for something versus against something. And it's hard to fight for something if you don't know what you're fighting for. And so
well,
I think I'm kind of stuck there, too, right now.
No, you're not. You want more affection. You want more attention. You want more appreciation. This isn't a mystery, Claire. We all want the same thing.
I think you're right. I want more appreciation.
Well,
like that really struck a chord with me when you said it.
So what? So you accentuate the positive. You may find that he wants more appreciation, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if he were a she, she'd want more appreciation, too. And if you were a he, you'd still want more appreciation, too. We all want it.
Yeah, no, that's huge.
So accentuate the positive. Take 100% responsibility. Nobody gets more than 50% of the blame, and you fight for it, not against it.
Fighting for the appreciation. Yeah, I feel like I'm addicted to the drama triangle and always turn those things on their heads and become the persecutor versus...
But see, that's how you learn to deal with your pain, is to blame.
Mm-hmm,
I'm suggesting something dramatically different, that there are fights that do not look like fights. And as you appreciate him and show him appreciation, you are fighting vehemently for more appreciation for yourself.
Got it.
You accentuate the positive in him. He's more likely to accentuate the positive in you.
Wow.
So not all fights are conflict. You
mm-hmm.
can fight for appreciation by just focusing on the positive and taking 100% responsibility. And recognize that within the drama triangle, when you become a victim, you would then move to persecutor. And learn to take 100% responsibility so you can say where you feel hurt. And recognize how you put yourself in a position to be hurt, taking 100% responsibility, and then learn to fight for what you want in place of whatever it was that was hurtful.
Yeah, and that's something I have not spoken up about, is saying something when I feel hurt.
Okay, so you got some direction, Claire?
Yes, I do.
Thanks a lot. Go get them.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, so it's so important when both of us are learning and growing together. It really makes a big difference. This is the big takeaway today, is if each of you is following the rules and going for it, learning and growing, you're going to actually get the love you yearn for. We'd love to have you join us at the Foundations training next weekend. That's a week from this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. Goes from 7 till pretty late till 11 or so on Friday. Then it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. We'd love to have you join us and allow us to help you bring out your best and energize your life. This is Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright.